When I awoke some 2 or 3 weeks ago, the first thoughts that came into my head were, do I dare do it? Do I dare? And I puzzled over that for a long time. I thought about something and I read it several times and I thought, should I? And guess what? I'm going to do it. It was nothing to do with the other half. It was something to do with church. You'll never guess which hymn came into my head. No, you're not going to guess. I won't hold you in suspense. What I thought I would use in this service of remembrance of, in some ways, doom and gloom, but in other ways, the power of God at work. I thought of, and I know the words almost off by heart, because I like this so much. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and mild and sweet the words repeat of peace on earth, goodwill to men. I thought how as that day had come, the belfries of all Christendom had rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice, a chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth, goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed my head. There is no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong, and it mocks the song of peace on earth, goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God isn't dead, nor does he sleep. The wrong shall fail, the right prevail, with peace on earth, goodwill to men. That was written by Tennyson a long time ago. It tells of Christmas joy to start, and then despair and hate comes along. But eventually, goodwill and God prevails. Isn't it exactly what our world is like? But that hymn was written in 1863, which I nearly said was 160 years ago until I realised my arithmetic was out. It was 140 years ago. No, it isn't. It's 160. See? That was not a good time to get my arithmetic wrong. It's still happening. The world may celebrate today, but it doesn't get it right every time. Think of what's going on in our world. America, the second biggest continent, it's got great divisions politically, racially, but it's trying to keep the peace. Isn't that an anachronism? But it is trying in some ways to keep the peace. Then we have Russia and Ukraine, Israel and Palestine, and in the middle of all the peaceful things of this world, there are wars going on. That the words of that poem written so many years ago are so relevant. I'm going to do something now that I don't think I've ever done in a service. I'm going to say a French phrase. For you who are purists in French, linguists, I hope you will forgive the accent. I think it's right. Plus ça change, plus c'est la même chose. Do you know what that means? The more things change, the more they stay the same. That's a first for me, and it will probably be a last, speaking in a foreign tongue. But isn't it true? When I was reading the words at home of I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, my ever-loving partner, wife, came into me and said, "You know that was written by Tennyson, don't you?" And I said, "Yes, sort of, yes." She said, "In most hymnals, there are five verses, the ones I read. But the poem, written in 1863, has seven verses, and two are usually omitted from our hymn books." By way of background, Tennyson wrote those on the 25th of December, 1863, in the middle of the American War of Independence, a civil war between the North and the South of the country. That date was 2 years after his wife had died, and it was just after his son had been discharged from the Union Army because he had been so badly injured. To write that hymn, it was a personal testimony, wasn't it, of his life and what he was going through. So when he wrote, "God is not dead, nor does he sleep," it was a pretty powerful testimony. In that poem, the two missing verses, I nearly missed them again. Let me find the right page. So in the middle of the Civil War, this is, the Independence War, he refers to these two things. He was talking about Christmas Day and its goodwill to all men. "Then from each black accursed mouth the cannon thundered in the south. And with the sound the carols drowned of peace on earth, goodwill to men. It was as if an earthquake rent the hearthstones of a continent and made forlorn the households born of peace on earth, goodwill to men." And then he goes on to say there is no peace on earth in the poem. And then the bells pealed more loudly. What a testimony. What an incredible testimony to the human spirit and what God can do with it. There's another indirect message in the poem, I think, and in the hymn. In many lives, seriously bad times occur. There was such a storm in my life about 5 years ago, and I was really ill. I lost 3 or 4 stone in weight. And I said to Anne recently, "I don't think I complained at all during that period," and she looked at me. And she said, "I did hear you say sometimes, 'Why me, Lord?' What I also said, I wasn't going to get emotional. What I also said was, 'Why not me?' The thing that brought me through was faith and the prayers of my prayers and others. So that hymn really resonates with me. you will have had similar experiences into every life. A little rain must fall. And you are a very fortunate, perhaps unfortunate person, if there isn't or are not periods in your lives when grey clouds overwhelm. I'm going to run over, I apologise for that. You will know exactly what I'm saying. The Bells on Christmas Day poem is so right. And it happens all the time, in war and in peace. But in war, I think people are more likely, strangely enough, to get through that period of darkness because they are driven to their knees. And they need faith in our Lord to get through many of them. Some of them will never lose that faith again, because I believe that bad times can very often bring good things. As I was thinking about this, I thought of another hymn. I do this because hymns and music in our family are very important. I'm not sure how many people know this hymn, but it runs like this. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be. O light that followest all my way, I yield my flickering torch to you. My heart restores its borrowed ray, that in sunshine's, in thy sunshine's blaze, its day may brighter, fairer be. O joy that seeks me through pain, I cannot close my heart to thee. I trace the rainbow through the rain and feel the promise is not vain, that morn shall fairer be, tearless be. O cross that lifts up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. I lay in dust life's glory dead, and from the ground there blossoms red life that shall endless be. I heard somebody saying that with me, did they? Somebody did. Ah, one waving. We remember things that happen. We remember wars that happen. We remember good things that happen. This is all typified in Christ's life. The ultimate good was sacrificed for us, and he gave his life willingly. The sacrifice soldiers and other people make wonderful things, and our lives can be similar. But we remember that love that will not let us go, and we trace the rainbow through the rain. Last night, or yesterday afternoon, David Payne phoned me, and he said, I've been thinking of a verse of a hymn that I wanted to mention to you, that's me. And he said, the verse is, O cross that lifts up my head, I dare not ask to fly from thee. And I said, well, God moves in a mysterious way, David, because that's what I'm talking about tomorrow. And he wanted to draw attention to the fact that some years ago the cross, like it is today, had poppies at the base. And isn't that a remarkable... Is that not a coincidence? Of course it's not. That's God moving in different ways with different people. God has given us all we need. A beautiful world. Hope, joy, peace. God loves us. He even sent Jesus to re-emphasize his love. Somehow the vastness of his love escapes so many people. So on this Remembrance Day, let us remember not only the past and what people have done, but let us remember we owe them and we owe the people around us, that we are privileged to have a faith and a trust and a future with our Lord. And they deserve to have that too. So the promise of this day is summed up in the scriptures. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. And then again, the one scripture I used at the beginning, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life.